Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
Can do it. This song is for you. Won't he do it? This is Corn Hawthorne. My name is the X-Man, and this is Real Gospel.
Ain't nobody stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought I would die, but ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb, but the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long, cause he gon' step in and make it alright. Only do it, he said he would. Fight your battle. They gon' wonder how you sleep at night. Only do it, yes you will. Anybody tell you something different, you know that's a lie. You gon' look back and be so amazed how it turned out, it's only his grace. Won't he do it, he said he would. So I trust him at all times.
I'm about to lose it again. I'm about to let him know where I'm from. Don't take me there again. Cause he's always listening. Ain't nobody perfect, everybody's hurting. Need your whisper, Lord, save me from my weaknesses. Cause you're always on time. Come and get your breakthrough, cause I'm gonna get mine.
Only do it, he said he would. Fight your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night. Only do it, yes he will. Anybody tell you something different, you know that's a lie.
Downfall turned out to be the greatest victory of my life. Cause when it comes at you fast and hard, there's only one that could come and make it right. So ain't no need for stressing and crying, cause he gon' show up just like he did the last time. And the last time, and the last time. I know, I know, I know. Only do it,
only do it.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Fight your battle. They gon' wonder how you sleep at night. Won't he do it? Yes, he will.
Yes, he will.
Anybody tell you something different, you know that's a lie. You gon' look back and be so
Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I have a confession to make before I even introduce you, Ms. Hawthorne. Would you like to know what it is?
I would like to know.
Well, I've been calling you Corn, and you say it's Corrine.
Oh, it's Corrine, but it's crazy because that's such a long story. I guess it's kind of Freck, too, but when we singing and stuff, we just go with Corrine. So.
Well, see?
Yeah.
And see, none of the publicists put a pronunciator in there or any of that. And so, you know, I've just been saying Corn, but it's Corrine.
Oh, well, you technically got it right.
Well, what does it mean?
I think I have no idea. You're going to have to ask my mama that.
Okay.
But my dad's name is Corey.
Oh.
So I guess she just, you know, Corin.
Yeah.
You know how that goes.
All right. And another, before I introduce you fully, are you the same individual that was on a few episodes of Mary Mary?
Yes.
It did. Okay, gotcha. So that's who she is, ladies and gentlemen. Corrine Hawthorne. And we're loving her self-entitled album, which is called Corrine Hawthorne. We're also loving the song, Won't He Do It? And somewhere out there, somebody in the body of Christ is saying, Will He Won't? So welcome to Real Gospel, and tell the listening audience a little bit about yourself. Where are you from? How did you, you know, discover the Lord? Who is a Corrine Hawthorne?
I'm Corrine. I'm 19 years old. I'm from Abbeville, Louisiana. So yes, I'm from the bayou. I grew up in church ever since I was a kid. Singing has just been something that has been a part of me. Definitely grew up singing in church and hearing my praise team in my church and listening to a lot of gospel music. So that definitely influenced me. And I mean, as I got older, my mom definitely just made it a priority to get me involved in a lot of things, that singing, competitions, pageants, you know, anything that had to do with helping my gifts out. And as far as God, he's always been a constant thing in my life. So I think the struggle for me was trying to figure out if gospel music was what I was going to do. You know, growing up in it, I just was like, I don't see how I can fit in it. I like all kinds of genres. That was me. I'm crazy. Rock, R&B, pop. So I just was like, God, you know, I love you, but I don't know if this is something that, you know, I could do. And everything I do, I want to do wholeheartedly, especially when it's towards God. So at a certain point, you just had me going different places. I experienced different churches and different types of gospel, different types of Christian music altogether. And when I realized that I could be an artist, you know, and create my own kind of worship, it didn't have to be what traditionally people said gospel was, you know, and God showed me that he really did. So whenever I came upon that realization, and of course everything that I do is about honoring him and it's all about purpose for me, then that's kind of how I just, you know, did this. And we did The Voice first 2 years ago, season 8 of The Voice. Made it all the way to the finals. We did Mary Mary, and here we are, signed to RCA Inspiration. Won't He Do It is out. The full EP is out. They can go and check it out. So, yes.
Wow.
Oh, yes. And yeah. We did Greenleaf, the Oprah Winfrey Show. This is where Won't He Do It comes from, Greenleaf, on OWN. So, God has been doing some crazy things in my life. I'm super excited for this journey.
Wow. I mean, I'll watch Greenleaf. That's who doesn't, right? If you, I'm just
right.
Saying.
Right, such a great show.
Ooh, and so how did you? Let me back up a little bit because I think what most people who watch Mary Mary want to know is how did you end up hooking up with Mitch, the person we love to hate.
y'all love to hate my manager. Well,
he's still your manager.
He is still my manager. This is before the show. I had just finished doing The Voice, and I remember just thinking, like, I need to get some representation. I didn't want to just, you know, not do anything. So I remembered watching him on there, like, a few years ago when I was younger. So I'm a fan of Mary Mary. I seen on the episode when they actually fired him. So I remember just going, like, well, he could be my manager, you know, at the time. So I remember that. And afterwards, we just kind of looked up his information and sent an email and he replied back and he was so excited. And that's kind of how we got involved with Mr. Mitch.
Okay. I mean, we're just curious because, and you know, you are a very, very good actress. I mean, I don't think you were acting on the show. You were being yourself, but I'm just saying, you seem to have a command of your career and you seem to have an understanding of what you want and how you want it done. And I have to add, you have a simply incredible voice. Simply incredible.
Thank you.
I mean, wow. Just, does anybody else in your family sing?
Everybody on my dad's side, it's crazy. We are full of singers.
Wow.
So, yes, I have a lot of singers in my family.
Okay, excellent, excellent. So, how do we get the record deal? How do we end up on, what you said was RCA?
Inspiration, yes. Mm-hmm. So, definitely, of course, we got with Mitchell. He is, Mitchell is really, look, let me defend my manager. Okay?
Yeah, go ahead, huh?
Look, because even with, I feel like, the TV show, people were looking at me side-eyed, like, you know, but I think...
But you know why, don't you?
I know why.
Oh, okay.
It's TV, though. So, I didn't even... When I met Mitchell, I had no intentions on being on the show. It just kind of was... It happened. I mean, everything that happened on there isn't actually what it seems to be. It's TV. You know, it's reality TV. It's not all authentic.
Yeah.
So, Mitchell is a great guy. He's the plug. Of course, he got me involved on that. And then afterwards, he got me hooked up with my amazing label, RCA Inspiration, President Phil Thornton, who is incredible. Shout out to the team. So, he does his job. You know, he's Phil Mitchell sometimes, but he does his job. And, it's a blessing.
Amen. So, where do you live now currently? What's home? What state is home for you?
I'm still in Louisiana.
Okay.
Louisiana.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we're still praying for you all. We know that the hurricane came through there not too long ago and did a little damage, but I'm sure that you all are still helping with the people who were misplaced from Texas yet again.
Yes, and that's what I was going to say. It wasn't as bad as what they got. So we're good. We had a lot of people go out there and help them out, so that's great.
Amen. We don't want them to be forgotten because it takes years in some cases. If I'm not mistaken, there are parts of Louisiana that are still recovering from Hurricane Katrina. Am I correct?
Right, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. So we want to keep those individuals in our thoughts and prayers. So this album, which is self-entitled, what can we expect from this album? Because, you know, you can just flat-footed sing. I mean, good gracious.
Thank you.
I mean,
right.
Wow. Yeah. The album.
Thank
what can
you.
We expect? Yeah, you're welcome. What can we expect from your CD project?
Well, first of all, people, going back to the show, a lot of people know me from there. I can think
from
that
Mary Mary, yeah.
Remember me. Yes. So I actually did get to work with Warren on my EP. Warren Campbell produced it.
Yeah.
So that's incredible. I feel like, of course, just from my story earlier, just saying about how I could have authentically been me and put my artistry into my worship. So I think that you guys can expect a breath of fresh air. It's just kind of what I've been telling. I mean, I feel like I wanted to make music where anybody could relate to it. It doesn't matter where you come from, what walk of life, you know, you're in, what race, you could find a song on this EP that you love. And I think that's what it's all about. It's about unity and bringing people together. So definitely, I think that's what you can expect.
Amen. Amen to that. If you're just joining us, I'm speaking with Corinne Hawthorne, and those of you who are familiar with my program, you know I've been calling her Corn. And you know, not one person emailed me, texted me, tweeted me, Facebooked me, and said, "Hey, you're mispronouncing your name." No one said a thing, but you know, we rectified that on this day. But it can't be because I'm the radio personality. If I get it wrong, then they get it wrong. But as long as I guess they're finding your music, I guess that's what counts, right?
Right.
So
let's be clear, Corinne Hawthorne.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And so the talk of you becoming one of the members of Mary Mary, how is that still in the works? Was that just for the show?
No, part that really wasn't true. That never was a true thing. I never was Mary. That's not true.
I would never. Well, I feel like who's trying to do that? That would be a bold person to try to take. Come on now, Miss Tina Campbell, please.
Well, you know,
can't be replaced ever. She is incredible. I love her. I love Erica. Those are like godmothers. They're awesome. They're amazing. So that was never true. Not on my part. I never was trying to initially do that. Like I said, the show is, you know, not everything in it is how it seems to be. It is television. So that was never true. I did get to work with Warren. That was incredible. And that was an opportunity that came not even anything to do with the show. You know, that happened. All the connections happened before, and it just kind of, you know, happened. So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, is there maybe some music in the works with you and maybe possibly with Mary Mary?
I hope so. Me and Erica, I seen Erica last night. So it's always a pleasure doing that. And you never know, like, they're like family. So that could possibly be a thing.
Hey, man, I like that. I like that. And we're almost out of time, but in the closing moments, can you give advice to others out there who are maybe gifted like you are, musically talented, and they're trying to break into the business? Because it's very obvious that you understand the business aspect of the industry. And so what advice can you give individuals trying to find their way?
I definitely just say, for me, because I can only go off of personal experience and what I've been through, nothing ever works unless I totally put God first. And I think it sounds so cliche, but it's definitely the truth. I've had moments where I would just be on a complete stop, like nothing would be going for me, and I had to reevaluate myself and go, okay, what am I doing this for? So I think everything should 100% be about, this is my gift, but God, how can I give it back to you? You know, like, this is what I like to do, but God, how can, you know, it's all about purpose for me. So, I mean, I think that, of course, if you're just doing normal stuff, never give up on your dreams. You know, you got to work hard for the things that you want. But on a spiritual note, it should always be about purpose and how you can give something back to God. And if you give it to God and let him be the leader and direct the path of your life, it's going to take you places you would have never imagined. And I'm saying that from experience, because I'm going through this right now. So it's not easy, because a lot of things could step in the middle and kind of deter you from that. There's a lot of distractions that come in place. So you got to be prayerful and always, always dedicate everything back to God.
Amen. And as you were speaking that just last night, I was having a reflection on something that my father told me when I left home. And it was exactly the same thing. This was years ago, but I don't know why I was thinking about it, but his exact words to me was to keep God first. And that's something that he's told me to do my entire life. And I was thinking about that. He would say to me, keep God first. Keep God first in all that you do. So that's not cliche. It's the truth. And it really does make a difference. It truly does.
Sure.
So as we wrap up, can you tell the listeners how they can find out more about you, how they can get your music and more about your music ministry?
You guys can follow me on all my socials at Corinne Hawthorne. As far as my EP goes, it is available on all digital outlets. That is iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, Amazon Music, Google Play. Y'all can go and check this EP out. Also, I'm sorry, guys. This is my mom. She always helps me out with everything.
Tell her we said hi.
She says hi. So, yeah, she just let me know to you guys. I'm going to be going on the Todd Delaney tour, which is incredible. So y'all need to follow me on my socials so y'all can look out for those dates and those cities that I'm coming to. So, yeah, y'all can just follow me. And, I'll be following back. So y'all follow me.
All right. And tell them how to spell your name.
Corinne, K-O-R-Y-N,
Hawthorne,
with an E.
Amen. There it is. The one and only I did it again. Oh, Corinne Hawthorne. I'm sorry, Corinne. I'm working on it.
Okay.
I'm working.
Okay.
It's not okay. I'm a professional. I got to get it right. Corinne Hawthorne. And I shall not mispronounce your name ever again. That means that it's destined for us to meet one day so that I can remind you that I'm the guy. That's right. I'm that one that kept messing it up, getting it wrong. Listen, my friend, much continued success to you. And I have a feeling that we're going to hear more and more and more about you and tremendous avenues that God is opening up doors for you. Thank you so, so much for joining us on Real Gospel.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.